and welcome to Audio FAQs of Digital Product Design Intensive. This is a signature program from Experian, which focuses heavily on helping designers to up their competency for digital product design. And let's begin answering some of the most frequently asked questions from our current students and our prospective students across the board. So here are some things that has come up time and again, and we would like to give you our perspective on where we stand, why we have designed it a certain way, why this, why not this, and where does this come from? All of those things we will talk about in the most authentic way, the way we think about it. So let's start answering some of the most important questions that may help you in making informed decision before you jump into DPDI. So let's get started here. Okay, here is a question that keeps coming around. What are these different editions? What is this core edition? What is this portfolio edition? And what is this perpetual edition, things like that. So let me try and explain it, what I could not write in the website. So here is what happens, right? Oh, do I have a job guarantee after the end of 16 weeks? Would I be in a job? Can you help me? So let me put it in two parts. Every rabbit hole is deep. When you're learning about digital product design, it's about learning the subject. You are enhancing your competency. The second part is you're learning about careers. You're learning about higher worthiness. Will somebody hire you? And that rabbit hole is also deep. And the third part is that a typical designer asks is, okay, I know all of this. What about the next steps? Like, how can I continuously be an awesome designer? Is this all? Is this 16 weeks enough for me to go through that? So the different editions are, in a way, answer to these questions. If you are just wondering about learning, most importantly, unlearning, learning the most important fundamentals and applying that in the context. And if you're just going through building your competency, that's the core part of DPDI. That's what the core edition is all about. The reason why we split the portfolio edition, the core edition separately is not everybody who were coming to us were looking for jobs. Not everyone was excited about, you know, moving, shifting their careers and, you know, going through that grilling process of interviews and things like that. As a result of it, it was boring for them to listen to. So only people who are excited and interested about it, you directly filter it and put it as a part of a portfolio edition. So people who are young designers, who are continuously making a mark in their portfolio, those are the people who might need more help in the career. Or if at all you are moving into a FAANG company and you are trying to see how to make your package, your application package much better. So that's where we kept the portfolio edition separately, which is completely going to teach you how to answer pretty much every question that you got, starting from tell me about yourself, writing that brilliant cold email, ability to reach out to the right hiring managers, how do you talk in an interview, like mock interviews? There will be a lot of sessions where you will be asked to just, you know, go through enough video recordings and things like that. And in addition to that, we will also review your portfolio. It's more like a Shaolin practice, right? I mean, you will be sculpted so very well so that you're ready. So people who have gone through career, the portfolio edition especially, are the ones who will be recommended by us to the hiring managers, because we know your strengths and weaknesses very clearly. If somebody from the core edition wants to get just the career support, they need to actually come to this again. As a result of it, we would have paid enough attention to your career aspects, and that is where portfolio edition stays. So how to take the design assignments, how do I submit it, how do I manage my time, how do I speak to my recruiters, how do I negotiate my offer, what does this comp and B mean? I'm given a big package, but what comes to my bank balance is much smaller. Like, how do I look at this, these components? So those are all questions we will talk in the career aspects only. I do not want to contaminate you while you're learning with career. Every time we have done that, it was a disaster. Because I understand that we are always excited about outputs, but we are not very interested about the inputs, right? So we are excited about looking at a weight loss picture, but we are not interested to know how the weight loss actually happened, how much time, what work was done, and things like that. So career is one of those candies. And as a result of it, it's very, very high in distraction. So only after we have the confidence that you have enough competence, you will be taken into the portfolio edition. As a result of it, see, as much as I can tell you how to attend interviews and things like that, if you don't have competence, you will not shine there. I'm sorry, this is absolute reality. Even if you are trying to bullshit, and if there is the other person who can catch your bullshit, then it is going to be hard for you. So it's good to be competent. It's good to have character. It's good to have the core values, you know, set. As a result of it, you are sculpted in a certain way so that you can go and work for it. That is why we say moving from hire worthy to a worthy hire. And that happens in the portfolio edition. So the third one is about continuous learning. So let us say you just wanted to, continuously learn everything, because I'm not going to be in a position to teach you everything in just the 20 radicals and in the 16 weeks. That is one part of it. That's just the fundamentals. But life doesn't stop at fundamentals. You need to know much more beyond. As a result of it, you might have a question like, okay, how is service design done? Show me some case studies on how is service design done. And for those things, we don't have space. One, you don't have time. Two, we don't have time to really address those things in the fundamental DPDI, the core DPDI, as I call it. That is where you go to the continuous learning edition, because this is a question that can come to you any day. You might just come and ask, what are the different types of experience mapping that I can go through? Oh, why am I going through this customer journey map versus a service map? And why am I doing, why can I not do a mixed research method? Why should I go through in-depth interview for this one? Wouldn't it be better to do a longitudinal study? Brilliant. All of these questions you might not get when you are learning. Two, I might not be able to spend enough time in answering in the core edition. All of those is handled in continuous learning. And that edition is for a lifetime, which means I literally mean it. You pay for it once and you are in this community, in this elite community of learners for a lifetime. And that's pretty much where we wanted to take it, because in your workplace, you might have many different, oh my God, there's so much politics and my boss doesn't respect me. There is no way, there is a way for me to increase the maturity. All of these things are not related to design core, but they are related to you succeeding in a workplace, right? So those things are a part of definitely continuous learning. And we wanted to build this school where it's not like you finish college and you're just given this tag of alumni and you just come back after 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years and call it a silver jubilee and some nonsense like that. No. When you have started being a designer, you are a designer till you die. So probably this is one place where you become a part of a school where you are a student forever. And if you need to come to your funeral, we will. And that's how I wanted to look at continuous learning. And that's how we have structured the continuous learning as well. And hence the pricing is also very different. When you're looking at that kind of time frame, again, it's super affordable. At least I thought it was super affordable based on all the parameters that I have thought through. So anyway, that's a completely different ballgame. and I don't expect everyone of you to take it up. You'll go and blow some 60 to 70 lakhs for a two-year course. But if you do not have the intelligence to think about a lifetime learning, then that's a very different conversation we must be having, probably something more you must be having with yourself. So that's the difference between these three editions. And I hope this clears, like, why is it separate? One is totally for learning the core. One is for taking the core, learning, applying, enhancing your competence and applying it to your career, like really taking it on to the career. And the third one is, it's kind of irrespective of whether you took the portfolio or not, you can go ahead and take all three, or independent and mutually exclusive in that sense. So there might be questions like, so if I don't attend DPDI, can I come to continuous learning? Not right now. Only for our students who went through either a DPDI, or the next year we will run more intensives around product management, stuff like that. Only those students will be allowed into this. So I hope this helps you. And if you have any questions, and if more curious questions are bugging you, just a ping away, just ask away, and we will help you make an informed decision. Oh, can I come and add an add-on to this? Absolutely. You might miss some of the discounts that we give now, but I think you should be able to add on later. Hope these audio FAQs are helping you make informed decisions. In case any of your questions are not answered in this limited set, we are always available. You're just a ping away. Our website is experian.xyz, and specifically experian.xyz/DPDI for DPDI related information. See you on the other side if you have any questions.